Good afternoon, everyone. I'm also accompanied by Jarosław Szaliński, the Vice President of the Board and our CFO, and also Joanna Bażińska, the Head of our Investor Relations. It is my pleasure to present Agora's financial and market results for the second quarter of 2008. This was a quarter of high sales and good market performance of our businesses. I am pleased to report that ad sales of all our businesses grew ahead or in line with the market rate. The major factors affecting the company's profitability in the second quarter result chiefly from previously announced salary regulations in May, as well as from the growth of our internet and outdoor offer. Let me walk you through our financials and market performance in more detail. We'll discuss second quarter figures. Second slide, the group's financial performance. Total revenues were PLN 344 million. They grew by 3%, driven primarily by a 13% increase in the group's advertising sales of PLN 260 million. Revenues from copy sales reached PLN 50 million and went down 1% due to lower net yield per one copy sold of our magazines. The group's operating EBITDA stood at PLN 62 million, down 11%, while its net profit reached PLN 21.5 million. This was due to previously announced increase in operating expense, as well as lower revenues from sales of book and DVD collections by PLN 23 million. According to our previous announcements, in May 2008, we implemented the first phase of our salary regulations. We have also continued to expand our outdoor panel portfolio and our online operations. These factors are reflected in the 21% increase of the group staff cost. Based on the above, we expect total 2008 staff costs to increase by 14%. The first phase of salary regulations reflect tough competition in the media market and salary pressure phenomenon in the Polish labor market. Marketing and promotion expense grew by PLN 12 million to PLN 64 million and reflected intensive advertising campaigns of our internet brands, PLN 6.3 million, as well as cost of our dual pricing offer of Gazeta, which is offset by additional revenues from paid circulation. The advertising market. In the second quarter, advertisers spent PLN 2.3 billion. That is over 16% more than last year and more than we expected. Internet grew the fastest by 38% and increased its share in total ad spend to 9%. Spending on television grew 20%, while its most accelerating segment, that is thematic channels, grew ad revenues by as much as 40%. Radio saw 15% growth rate, outdoor increased by 6%, while dailies and magazines grew 6 and 9% respectively. After the second quarter, we decided to verify our ad market growth estimates. We assumed the total ad market in 2008 will grow by 12%. We slightly increased our estimates for television to 13 to 14%, for magazines to 6 to 7%, and for radio to 11 to 12%. The remaining segments will post the growth rates as previously expected, that is, internet between 35 and 40%, the dailies between 4 and 5%, and outdoor at 10%. Our estimates do not factor in possible decrease in ad spend should economic slowdown occur. Lower growth rates in the second half of 2008 stems by and large from a high base in the corresponding period of last year, reflecting the elections and accelerated spending for telecom, financial services, and real estate. Let's move to Gazeta. In the second quarter, Gazeta remained the leader among opinion-making newspapers in Poland, strong competition notwithstanding. During the period, Gazeta had over 5 million readers, 17.4% reach, and its ad sales grew by 8% to PLN 143 million. Hence, the newspaper's display ad market share went up by 1 percentage point to 42%. In the second quarter, Gazeta sold 406,000 copies every day, 8% down over last year. This was chiefly due to higher base in the corresponding period of 2007, when our dual pricing strategy kicked off. Currently, this approach to selling newspapers became a common market practice. Despite fewer copies sold, revenues from paid circulation grew by 0.5% to over PLN 38 million. At this point, I would like to point to the most recent changes in the opinion-making newspaper market. In mid-May, Axel Springer decided to increase Dziennik's cover price to 1.8 zloty on weekdays and to 2.0 zloty on Saturdays. In July, the publisher announced its pulling out from costly gadget-based promotional strategy. In June, Dziennik sold 131,000 copies, down 29% year-on-year to the ever lowest level. The promotional strategies of some publishers are frequently based on adding expensive gadgets to their titles, which in the short run increase copy sales figures, but in the long term may negatively affect the profitability ratios of given titles. I intend to underscore that Gazeta's profitability ratios at its current copy sales and cover price levels remain firm. Nevertheless, we do continue to monitor the market very closely and will be taking decisions which will ensure Gazeta's long-term market position and will secure its profit and revenue contribution to the group. Metro, we are very pleased with Metro's results. In the second quarter, the newspaper's ad revenues grew by 32%. That is five times faster than the market rate, and its share in total newspaper and revenues increased by 1 percentage point to 3%. Operating EBITDA of the business was already positive and stood at PLN 0.4 million. This is up by PLN 1.6 million over last year. Metro maintained its strong standing among readers. It remains the third most read newspaper in Poland, and its weekly readership rates in Warsaw make it the second most popular behind our own Gazeta. In April, Metro expanded its dual media recruitment offer and rolled out its Warsaw supplement Metro Praca PL to seven largest cities. Last Friday, we offered our readers a new layout and formula of the newspaper. We aspire to be a newspaper of young generation, opinion-making and informative. Moving to the internet, another very good quarter for our online business. Advertising sales grew 113%, that is three times the market rate, and reached over PLN 13 million, that's excluding classified verticals. In May 2008, the reach of Agora internet brands increased to 45.1%, and the number of real users reached 6.7 million, up 22%. At the end of the second quarter, Agora had 65 internet brands. We launched 13 new ones and refurbished one offer. Our recruitment service created new offers with Bankier.pl and IDG. We have also entered into a brokerage agreement with Microsoft to sell their advertising space on MSN.pl and are now selling mobile content to ERA, T-Mobile and Orange operators. As a result of the acquisition of Trader.com, our offer was enhanced with four additional classified services and one community service. As this newly acquired company will be consolidated starting June the 30th, 2008, its impact on the group's financials will be reflected in the third quarter of 2008. Collections. Revenues of the business amounted to PLN 11 million and decreased by 68%. This decrease reflects growing competition and a higher base in the corresponding period of last year. As we have mentioned in the past, the collections market becomes increasingly saturated and we need to work out a new formula to successfully run this business going forward. Outdoor, AMS grew ad revenues at the market rate and commanded a 25% market share. Its operating EBITDA reached PLN 12 million, while its operating EBITDA margin stood at 23%. The company continued to implement its expansion strategy in premium and super premium panels, as well as to successfully promote its multi-format offer. As announced, we have also been extending our advertising offer, hence higher capex and staff cost. In the second quarter, we won two bids for ad panels for bus shelters in Lublin and Gdańsk, and became an exclusive partner of Shell Polska to build advertising panels in its petrol stations around Poland. We have also installed our novelty City Info TV panels in Warsaw Metro cars. Magazines. Good quarter for magazines. Revenues up 14% ahead of the market rate. Operating EBITDA up 16%. Operating costs flat year on year. Average copy sales grew by 2%, by and large due to higher than expected sales of our Magazine for Men logo, up 17%. In the second quarter, we had a 13% share in total monthly magazine advertising market, which makes us one of the top three players in Poland. An excellent quarter for our radio business. Ad sales grew by 30%, twice the market rate. Operating EBITDA grew by 71% to PLN 3 million. This quarter was also pretty successful for our Talk FM radio, which grew revenues by 58% and its Warsaw audience share increased by 2 percentage points, 1 percentage point up nationwide. To sum it up, I would like to emphasize that all our media saw fast revenue growth and posted good financial results. This reflects their solid business fundamentals. operating cost increase, which affected this quarter's financials, stems chiefly from salary regulations, the implementation of which is crucial for the company's further growth and our continued development of outdoor and internet operations. Finally, I wanted to remind you that the company is running a PLN 90 million buyback program and paid out a dividend on July 31st, 2008, in the amount of 50 groszy per share. I would like to underscore that in the opinion of Agora's management board, a dividend payout and a buyback process in the aforementioned amounts will both allow for short-term benefits for shareholders and, by the same token, will not significantly limit our financial capacity to fund the company's ambitious growth plan. That plan remains a priority objective for its management board. Agora's strategy assumes growth in the fastest-growing advertising segments. Executing on the growth objectives should ensure the change of the company's top-line structure in a way that, again, in 3 years, the majority of revenues will come from activities other than paid newspapers. Agora will be implementing greenfield and acquisition projects in order to maintain the company's mid- and long-term position in the advertising market, dynamic transformation and changes in the makeup of the media market notwithstanding. We are well aware of the fact that the company's transformation will not happen if we invested solely in the internet area, and this is not our objective. Therefore, our growth may either include new business areas also in the internet and scale increase in faster growing traditional media or investments in new media in order to secure the company's current position in its key business areas, for example, real estate classifieds. The management board unanimously adopted the development strategy of the company, and we remain convinced that the execution is crucial in the process of building long-term shareholder value. Thank you very much. You're welcome to ask questions.